Chapter 2. The Prince's Party. Her godmother, a fairy, saw Cinderella in tears. She asked her, "What is the matter, my dear child?"
I wish I could.
She was not able to finish her sentence. Her godmother knew what Cinderella wished for.
"You want to go to the party, don't you?"
"Yes,"
cried Cinderella with a great sigh.
"Okay," said her godmother. "I will make it so that you can go. Run into the garden and bring me a pumpkin."
Cinderella immediately brought a big pumpkin to her. Her godmother struck the pumpkin with her magic wand and said the magic word, "Abracadabra." It instantly turned into a beautiful coach. Cinderella couldn't believe her eyes. The godmother then took out her mouse trap. Inside, there were 6 mice. She gave each mouse a little tap with her wand.
"Abracadabra!"
Each mouse turned into a fine horse. Then, the godmother chose one of the rats in Cinderella's trap and turned him into a driver. After that, the fairy said to Cinderella,
"Go again into the garden and find 6 lizards."
When Cinderella brought 6 lizards to her, the godmother turned them into 6 escorts. Great transportation was ready for Cinderella.
"I'm very happy," said Cinderella. "But must I go in these dirty clothes?"
"Don't worry," said her godmother. She touched Cinderella with her wand. At that moment, her clothes turned into cloth of gold and silver. Then her godmother gave her a pair of glass slippers. They were the prettiest she had ever seen.
Thank you, said Cinderella.
She then got into her coach and was ready to go. Her godmother gave her one last command.
"Don't stay out past midnight. After midnight, the coach and the other things would become just as they were before."
"I will leave the party before midnight," she promised her godmother.
She was so excited as she drove away. The prince was told that a great princess had arrived. He ran out to meet her. He gave her his hand as she stepped down from the coach. He led her into the party with all the other guests. Everyone became silent and stopped dancing. Nothing could be heard but people whispering,
"How beautiful she is!"
Even the king could not stop watching her. The prince took her to the best seat at the party. Afterwards, they went to dance. She was the best dancer at the party. All of the guests admired her. A delicious meal was served, but the prince could not eat. He was too busy looking at the beautiful princess. Cinderella went and sat down by her sisters. She was very kind to them. She shared her food with them. After a while, Cinderella heard the clock strike 11:45. She politely said goodbye and hurried away as fast as she could.
Arriving home, she thanked Godmother. She said the prince had invited her to the party tomorrow.
"I would really love to go to the party again tomorrow," she said.
The next day, the two sisters went to the party. Cinderella's godmother quickly came and prepared Cinderella for the party. She was dressed more beautifully than before. At the party, the prince was always by Cinderella's side. Cinderella enjoyed every moment at the party. She quite forgot what her godmother had told her. The clock began to strike 12. She jumped up and ran away. The prince followed, but could not catch her. She ran so fast that one of her glass slippers fell off her foot. She didn't have time to go back. She had to leave it behind. The prince picked it up most carefully.